blown survival mode, where we find ourselves wild-eyed and red-faced at the end of a birthday party shouting, "If there's one more argument over that bow and arrow, nobody's getting any presents." If any of this sounds familiar, we've got great news for you. The moments you are just trying to survive are actually opportunities to help your child thrive. At times, you may feel that the loving, important moments, like having a meaningful conversation about compassion or character, are separate from the parenting challenges, like fighting another homework battle or dealing with another meltdown, but they are not separate at all. When your child is disrespectful and talks back to you, when you are asked to come in for a meeting with the principal, when you find crayon scribbles all over your wall, these are survive moments, no question about it. But at the same time, they are opportunities, even gifts, because a survive moment is also a thrive moment where the important, meaningful work of parenting takes place. For example, think about a situation you often just try to get through. Maybe when your kids are fighting with each other for the third time within 3 minutes. Not too hard to imagine, is it? Instead of just breaking up the fight and sending the sparring siblings to different rooms, you can use the argument as an opportunity for teaching about reflective listening and hearing another person's point of view, about clearly and respectfully communicating your own desires, about compromise, sacrifice, negotiation, and forgiveness. We know it sounds hard to imagine in the heat of the moment, but when you understand a little bit about your children's emotional needs and mental states, you can create this kind of positive outcome, even without United Nations peacekeeping forces. There's nothing wrong with separating your kids when they're fighting. It's a good survival technique, and in certain situations, it may be the best solution. But often, we can do better than just ending the conflict and noise. We can transform the experience into one that develops not only each child's brain, but also her relationship skills and her character. Over time, the siblings will each continue to grow and become more proficient at handling conflict without parental guidance. This will be just one of the many ways you can help them thrive. What's great about this survive and thrive approach is that you don't have to try to carve out special time to help your children thrive. You can use all of the interactions you share, the stressful, angry ones, as well as the miraculous, adorable ones, as opportunities to help them become the responsible, caring, capable people you want them to be. That's what this book is about, using those everyday moments with your kids to help them reach their true potential. The following pages offer an antidote to parenting and academic approaches that overemphasize achievement and perfection at any cost. We'll focus instead on ways you can help your kids be more themselves, more at ease in the world, filled with more resilience and strength. How do you do that? Our answer is simple. You need to understand some basics about the young brain that you are helping to grow and develop. That's what the whole brain child is all about.
How to use this book. Whether you're a parent, grandparent, teacher, therapist, or other significant caregiver in a child's life, we've written this book for you. We'll use the word parent throughout, but we're talking to anyone doing the crucial work of raising, supporting, and nurturing kids. Our goal is to teach you how to use your everyday interactions as opportunities to help you and the children you care for both survive and thrive. Though much of what you'll read can be creatively tailored for teens, in fact, we plan to write a follow-up that does just that, this book focuses on the years from birth to 12, centering especially on toddlers, school-age kids, and preteens. In the following pages, we explain the whole brain perspective and give you a variety of strategies to help your children be happier, healthier, and more fully themselves. The first chapter presents the